Back at the beginning of the year, our elders chose as a theme for 2003 an idea from Philippians 2, "Let this mind be in you, which also was in Christ Jesus," emphasizing the need of our letting the mind of Christ be the central thinking, the central theme of our lives. They selected four concepts to be emphasized during the four quarters of the year: commitment, involvement, evangelism, and stewardship. During these last 3 months of the year, we've been talking about stewardship in part of our lessons and in other ways. 2 weeks from today, we will begin 2004. As far as Sundays are concerned, and we will begin a new budget and a new challenge for next year. Today is the last day that I will be speaking on Sunday morning during 2003, and I thought it appropriate for us to stop and think about the subject of stewardship in thinking back over 2003 and thinking ahead to 2004, if God continues to let this earth go and continues to let us live. In the first place, I would like to commend the congregation for meeting the challenges that have been before us during this year. You will notice that we are somewhat ahead of our budget. I receive bulletins from many places, and most of the churches from which I receive bulletins are behind their budget, some of them as much as $50,000, $60,000, $80,000 for the year. Frankly, being a math major, I have difficulty seeing how they're able to come anywhere close to doing the work that they have planned with that being the situation. But again, I would say that the congregation here is to be commended. We have basically met our budget and exceeded it almost every year. I think there may have been 1 year that we were just a little behind, or at least right at it during the last several years. And I appreciate the fact that that is the case. I think most of us have not stopped to realize how much is involved financially in our work with this congregation. If we come in the neighborhood of meeting our budget today and next Sunday, our contributions here for the 48 Sundays will be about $600,000. And the four special contributions on the fifth Sundays will come near to $60,000, which means that our total giving for the last year will be somewhere in the neighborhood, or for this year, will be somewhere in the neighborhood of $660,000. That's a lot involved. It's a lot of responsibility for decisions to be made by our elders and those that assist in doing the work of the Lord. And we are thankful for that. But I also would emphasize something else that may be even more important than that. And that is that each one of us needs to stop and take a look at himself and his relationship to the work of the church and his relationship to God. We need to constantly remind ourselves that God looks at us as individuals. It's easy for us to get caught up in a group and in the crowd and just think that everything's going to be all right with us because everything looks good for the group. But God is going to look at me and what I have done or haven't done. He's going to look at you and what you have done and haven't done. And the serious part of it is, as we've stated so many times, our souls may be in jeopardy if we do not take the right attitude toward material things and toward the work of the church. And so I would ask again today, as I have in the past, this year and in previous years, that sometime between now and the first of the year, maybe between now and next Sunday if you can, that you take a few minutes by yourself, or maybe a husband and wife or family together, and sit down with a pencil and paper and look at yourself for this year. It is important to keep records. I keep very detailed records for government purposes, but also for other purposes. And I find that it's interesting. Sometimes it's very revealing to me to go back and just sit down with a few minutes when I'm not in a hurry and just look at what I have done or haven't done and how it has been during the year. It helps me to put things in focus. And I believe that that is good. Now, you'll notice that as I have discussed this second point, that I've not mentioned any amount. I've not mentioned any figures. And I did that on purpose. Because God never intended for me to tell you what to give or you to tell me what to give. He never intended for me to compare what I give with what you give or you to compare what you give with what I give. He wants us to look at ourselves and look at what our possibilities are and our abilities are, and based upon that, with the right attitude, do the very best that we can to support the work of the Lord. And so I challenge each of you to take some time this week and look at yourself from the standpoint of stewardship. It's easy for us to have a class on it. It's easy for us to have a lesson on it. But it's not as easy for us to really sit down in a very honest, open, sincere way and really analyze and look at ourselves. And I think that could be helpful to all of us as far as our relationship to God is concerned and as far as our work in totality is concerned. In order to help us think about that, I want to discuss for a few minutes some points from the story of the poor widow, as we usually designate her. Howard read this passage a few minutes ago from Mark 12, 41 through 44. You are familiar with it. You know that she gave two mites, and some of you may be reading from a version that says about a penny, at least a very small amount. You're familiar with the story. But I want to notice three things in the story today from the standpoint of Jesus, more so than from the standpoint of the widow, although we will be seeing through him what was taking place on this occasion. There are three things basically said about Jesus in this story. Number one, he sat by the treasury. Number two, he saw what people were putting in it. And number three, he said something about it. Three words, all beginning with the letter S. He sat, he saw, and he said. He sat by the treasury. When I read that, I think of the fact that by doing that, he realized the importance of there being a treasury. He realized that it existed. Of course, he was living under the old law. The church had not yet been established. But the principle of the treasury was somewhat the same then as it is today. He realized the need of there being a way that people could bring their gifts together into a common store, and by working together, do more than they could alone by themselves. He knew that the treasury was there. He realized it was there. And by his sitting by it indicates that he certainly stamped his approval on what was going on in having a treasury like that. After the church was established, the idea of a treasury was a part of it. You're familiar with 1 Corinthians 16, 1 and 2, as the order's been given upon the first day of the week, let every one of us lay by in store as God has prospered him. He goes ahead and explains that one of the reasons for that is that there be no gathering when I come. In other words, there was the idea of a common store, the word is used there, where everyone would contribute into that common store and be ready for the needs when they arose, so that there would not be the need of constantly asking for something when a need arose. There was the idea of the common store. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 5, in a setting where there is a detailed discussion of giving in both 8 and 9, the chapters 8 and 9, he talks about there being a bounty. And later on in that chapter, he shows that from that bounty, there is to be help given to the saints and unto others. There is to be help done to the church and to others, and it is to be from that bounty. These two passages particularly present to us the idea of a treasury. And Jesus, in the same sense that he was interested in the treasury that was there before the church was established, is certainly interested in the concept of the treasury after the church is established, and indicates to us, for example, that it is in connection with this that we, at least in one way, prove our love. 2 Corinthians 8, verse 8 and verse 24, as he's talking about what was given by these people under discussion here. And you're familiar with the passage of that Jesus gave us or is given about what he said in Matthew 6, that where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So when we see that Jesus sat by the treasury, I think we have emphasized to us that he realized that this was important. He realized that it was a way that people together could do the work of God at that time, and it became the same way or the same concept after the church was established. In the second place, notice that it says he beheld how people cast into the treasury. He saw what they were giving. Here was a situation where he saw with his own eyes in a very personal way. And yet I think we all understand today that there is a way in which he sees as we cast into the treasury of the church. But Jesus was looking. He was concerned, and he saw what each one was casting into the treasury, to the extent that he could describe what some of the rich people cast in as being much, and he could describe what the poor widow cast into the treasury. He saw what was being cast into the treasury. And it seems to me that one of the key words in that statement is, he saw how they were casting into the treasury. He did mention the amount of the widow. He just simply said much in talking about what was given by those that were rich, and did not emphasize the amount as much as he did other things, but he saw how they cast into the treasury. I believe that is an extremely important point. It is difficult for us to overemphasize the importance of attitude, the how involved, maybe sometimes more so than the what. If we're talking about attending the worship services, if we're talking about involvement, if we're talking about evangelism, any of these things that we've emphasized down through the years, when you get to the bottom line of it, the how is very important and very much involved. What do we want to do? What is the attitude that we have? I have an idea that this morning, as we cast into the treasury of the church, that Jesus sat by and was more concerned about the how than he was the what. And the reason for that, you see, is if we can get the how straight, if we can get our attitude straight, first of all, toward material things, and next toward the work of the Lord, then the amount will usually take care of itself. In our relationships in the family, many times we're more concerned about the how than we are the amount. How we go about taking care of the needs and the attitude that we have toward those needs. And that is so important in the support of the church. Figures are necessary. I believe it is appropriate and scriptural that we have a budget figure. They planned a year ahead and chapters 8 and 9 of 2 Corinthians. And it is my understanding of the Bible and from common sense that if we don't plan and have an organized plan and look ahead, that we usually will not be able to accomplish as much. It is important for us to do that. And I'm glad that we keep figures before us to help us think along those lines. And yet it is the case that Jesus is really concerned about the how, about the attitude that we have. He noticed how they were casting into the treasury. There were some that were rich and they gave much. And Jesus saw that. And there was this particular widow who had very little. And what she gave was almost nothing in looking at it from the standpoint of material things. And yet Jesus saw that. And there may be a lesson here for many of us on this point. Sometimes when we don't have as much as somebody else and we're not as rich as somebody else, we think, well, what I do doesn't matter. There are those in the church that are able to give so much more than I can, and they'll take care of things, and God really sees what they do, and I'm not really that important, and what I do doesn't matter. Folks, if what the poor widow gave mattered to Jesus, then don't you think what you and I give matters to Him? No matter how much it is, what the amount is, it does matter. And Jesus saw. Perhaps it would be helpful to us to remember every time on the Lord's Day when we cast into the treasury, that we be reminded, that we remind ourselves that Jesus is watching. Not from the standpoint that He's going to reach over and tap us on the head if we don't do just exactly right, but from the standpoint that He is concerned about us and what we do and how we do it. Jesus saw what was being done, and then He said something about it. He commented about it. And this helps us to see His attitude toward what was taking place. He commented to the disciples, to those that were following Him, those who would be involved in the beginning and the continuation of the early church. He had something to say. And as we've already indicated previously in the lesson today, He did not comment on the total that was in the treasury. He didn't say to the disciples, "Now, there's this much in the treasury and it can be used to do certain things." He didn't comment on the total. And He did not criticize those who were rich. In fact, you sort of see a compliment there in that He says they gave much. Whether it was what they should have given or not, I don't know. With the attitude that the Jewish people had toward the old law and the requirements, probably each one of them was doing basically that which the law demanded. But Jesus did not comment in a negative way about what the rich had done. He even said they have given much. But He commented about the widow. Because here He was able to emphasize what really is important when it comes to the use of material things. He commented about her ability. She gave out of her want. She didn't have much ability as far as material things were concerned. And Jesus recognized that. You see, folks, God has never requested us to do more than we are capable of doing. Sometimes we say, if I. That's not what God emphasizes. I was just reading this week a little story about the fellow that said to the preacher, "If I had $1,000,000, I'd give half of it to the Lord." Talked a little further. He said, "I tell you, if I had 100 acres, I'd sell it and give half of it to the Lord." The preacher said, "What would you do if you had 2 pigs? He said, "That's not fair. You know I've got 2 pigs. And God knows when we've got two pigs, and sometimes, especially in the times in which we are living, with some facing more difficulties than others, we may be more in that category. But notice that Jesus didn't talk about the amount in the sense of how it compared to somebody else, but he talked about what her ability was and how she reacted toward that. And it's interesting that as you begin the discussion of chapters 8 and 9 in 2 Corinthians, which is one of the most detailed discussions anywhere in the New Testament about giving, that he starts out in those first two or three verses by saying that they gave out of their deep poverty. They gave out of their deep poverty. And it has been noted, and I think rightly so, that we have a tendency to think more about God when we're having difficult times than when everything is going well, and there may be some truth in that. But Jesus said something about her ability, and he said something about her attitude. And he compared what she was doing not to the much that was given by the rich, but to what her capabilities were. Nowhere did he say she gave so much less than all these others. In fact, he said she gave more than the others, and that was not based upon an amount, but was based upon her attitude and the fact that she gave out of sacrifice in giving what she gave. I really think what Jesus is saying to his disciples is that she had her priorities straight. She probably needed that. And yet she wanted to do what she could do to help the work that was being done. She had her priorities straight. So Jesus sat by the treasury, which emphasizes that he realized that was important. He saw what was being put in by the rich and by the poor widow. And then he commented on it. He said something about it to the extent that he emphasized not the amount, and not comparing one to the other, but ability and attitude and priorities on the part of the poor widow. Folks, that's where we, in my opinion, need to place our emphasis today. And there is no question in my mind that if all of us in this congregation, with the blessings that we have, we'll take the attitude and put our priorities in the same place that the widow did, that we will always be able to meet the challenges that are before us and do the work of the Lord in the way that he wants it done. In that passage where I referred to in 2 Corinthians 8, there is a verse that may say it all. It says, they first gave themselves to the Lord. That's what we would ask you to do today. Give yourself to the Lord. That may mean, in some instances, coming to be baptized into Christ and become a Christian. In some instances, it may need ask for prayers of the church. In other instances, it may mean that we just need to get our thinking straight to lead us to do the things we ought to do. If you need to come to Jesus in any way, do so as together we stand and sing.